But yeah, he definitely was my favorite. Do you want to just start out of the gate? Because there wasn't really too much in the way of music news. Calvin Harris and Zayn from One Direction got into a Twitter feud about Spotify and all that shit. But there's really not much to that story.
Are there fans of Calvin Harris?
No, they're more or less fans of Taylor Swift who like him by proxy.
Yeah, is there anyone, any DJ EDM guy, are they really that big of a personality like that?
I mean, especially since Calvin Harris, most of his songs, you'd probably think, oh, I love that Nicki Minaj song, Hey Mama. Oh, that's a DJ Gutta song? Nobody knows Calvin Harris for his work, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, like Daft Punk, it's like, yeah. Oh my god, those are the robot guys. That's how you know. Maybe even Deadmau5. They have a... Because it's not like you're connecting with their fucking words. Because they don't put any on their fucking tracks. Well, maybe, I Can't Stop or some shit like that. But, you know, I can't... But no one's going, oh, man, when I heard I Can't Stop, I just understood the musical... No.
Calvin Harris is for the clubs.
Yeah, so, is anyone... Is there anyone who's my favorite artist is Calvin Harris because he just makes music that's so different from everything else. Really? You know? That's your favorite artist being fucking Max Martin.
Yeah.
No one actually likes him.
If you played 10 songs and there were 5 Calvin Harris songs and 5 David Guetta songs, I wouldn't be able to tell you which were whose. I mean, maybe because, just from having reviewed them, but if you pick some more obscure ones, I wouldn't be able to tell because neither of them have, a style, that's, sets them apart from other, Euro pop producers.
Yeah.
I mean, Zayn was basically retweeting someone who was praising Miley Cyrus because she doesn't give a shit about her music being downloaded illegally, and she was like, I've made my money, I don't give a fuck. And they're talking about how, Taylor is championing the whole fight for the rights and the royalties. So Calvin Harris just says, you've made your money? Cool. Fuck the 99% of musicians who depend on these services to survive, right? Yeah, fuck them.
Okay, first of all, don't act like you're one of those 99% of artists.
You're not one of them. Tay-Tay ain't one of them. But
You're one of them that's trying to just maintain the amount of money you have.
I mean, I do gotta say I at least respect that he's trying to stand up for the independent artists because it's way more than fucking Jay is fucking doing with Tidal and, at least he's fucking putting his neck out there.
Yeah. But I gotta respect Miley Cyrus's honesty. What do you think? It's like, dude, it doesn't matter. I've already gotten paid.
Yeah, it's like, fuck it.
I don't want for anything in this fucking world anymore.
Miley Cyrus is she spends most of her time now, doing covers of just shit she likes. She doesn't care how much money it's making. She's too busy being featured on Flaming Lips albums and just doing shit she likes. I respect Miley Cyrus more as an artist than I do Taylor Swift. And that's really weird to say, but honestly...
One thing you thought you'd never say 8 years ago.
No, she has more artistic integrity, but Taylor Swift has more I don't know. I don't really know what you would call her fighting for the royalties. Taylor Swift loves money more, I guess. At the end of the day.